I want to take this time to welcome you back to the Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast, Two Becoming One. And what we're going to do, we're going to start off with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And because that's the thing that most marriages don't understand, you have to start with the author and the one who ordained marriage and the one who gives marriage the life.
Yes.
And so since this is the Two Becoming One, our first podcast, the Two Becoming One, we're going to come out of Genesis chapter 2, and we're looking at verse 24 and 25. It says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Mm. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed." So Dahl, what we're talking about today is, we had done the not just the webinar, but we done the kickoff of the Joy of Marriage Consulting, or the relaunch of the Joy of Marriage, mm-hmm. Joy of Marriage Consulting. We was talking about how people have the wrong thoughts about marriage.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the word we was using.
Yeah. A distorted view.
A distorted view.
Yeah.
Of when people, they come into the marriage thinking that marriage is, man, it's all about the fun and the joy and the happiness. And, you know, we get free sex and we get legal sex and all this stuff.
Yes.
But they miss the part when it says two becoming one.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what we want to help couples and singles understand, that in the natural world, for two to become one, mm-hmm. there has to be a subtraction.
That's right.
So we want to talk about how and what that looks like as far as the two becoming one, okay. and the subtraction that takes place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that is so key because, like you said, we have such a distorted view. We come in with, you know, that Cinderella syndrome,
yes.
as we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And just thinking that, you know, after the wedding, it's going to be happily ever after.
Right.
With no issues, no problems, just sunny skies.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a distorted view.
Yes, yes. And disillusionment. That's the word.
Disillusionment.
Right. We're coming with the disillusionment. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why marriages now are not even lasting months.
Oh, yeah.
Is because they got that great disillusionment and they don't understand that. First of all, the wedding is the beginning of the marriage.
That's right.
But most people, especially, you know, even in the church, mm-hmm. treat the wedding like it is the marriage.
Yes.
And they put all the everything into the wedding.
Mm.
And then after the marriage, after the wedding, which is usually the longest I've seen one is 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
After that, now you got these two people mm-hmm. looking at each other with these dreamy eyes.
Yes.
And they're not realizing that a process has started.
Oh.
And the process is the process that we call the process of subtraction.
Mm.
Two becoming one.
That's good.
And the thing that, you know, the thing that we have to, that we want to help y'all with to understand this, that if you have understanding, you know, once again, I'm going to use, when the word comes up, the Bible says, "In all thy getting, get understanding."
Mm-hmm.
When you have understanding of how something is supposed to work,
yeah.
And here's the key. Then you can work with it and work it
mm-hmm.
so that it works.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you said that, I said, you know, when you have an understanding of how something works, it makes your life easier.
Yes.
Because you're able to have that particular item to work to your advantage.
Yes, yes, yes. And so when you think about subtraction of two people, first of all, you know, the ideal marriage is two whole people, spirit, soul, and body whole,
mm-hmm.
and then those two coming together. And when you think about subtraction, what we have to understand is, okay, what does that subtraction looks like?
Oh my goodness!
You know, because you get back to the Word of God, you know, the Bible lets us know that the way marriage works is the husband has to give up his way of life as a single,
right,
and lay down his life for his wife,
mm-hmm.
and the wife has to submit herself to her husband as the church is submitted to Christ.
Right.
So when we look at subtraction, as the wife, mm-hmm. what does that look, what is that, you know, after our 38 years of marriage, mm-hmm. what has that looked like and felt like for you?
Mm. When I think about subtraction, like you said, you know, we come into the marriage with our own ideas, mm-hmm. with our own likes, dislikes, things we want to do, things we like doing.
Yeah.
And so when you enter into that marriage, you got to understand that those things that you did and was free to do as a single, well, those things don't apply to the marriage.
Right.
Because other, if you look at it like that, you will be coming into the marriage with selfishness.
Yes.
So that's the first thing that has to be subtracted, is selfishness.
Selfishness.
And understanding that this is not all about me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so when you come in, like, you know, with that understanding, then subtraction don't seem so negative.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And one of the things I want to bring up as far as when it comes to, as a husband, even the practical side of it is understanding that subtraction means now where I used to just make decisions based on me.
Right, right.
Now I have to make decisions of what's based on what's best for the family, best for my wife, and what's best for the marriage. I can no longer... See, that's the two becoming one.
That's right.
I can no longer, let's see here, 1 second. Yeah, I can no longer make decisions based off of my wants and my desires. I have to have a bigger look because now we're two, but we're becoming one.
Right.
And the thing that I found out, you know, once I got the knowledge of this, I found out that The blessing side, and this is what's, you know, once again in the kingdom, what's negative in the world is positive in the kingdom.
Yeah.
I found out that every time that I would make that subtraction or I would make that choice, it actually benefited me just as much as it benefited the marriage and benefited the wife.
Yes.
You know, but without that understanding, you know, it's like, well, why do I have to tell her where I'm going? Why does she have to tell me where she's going?
Right.
Well, because we're now two becoming one.
Right.
Whereas I answered nobody before. Now, yes, I do have to answer to her because we're in covenant in holy matrimony.
That's right. That's right. And you made me think about something, you know, when you were saying how the husband comes in no longer just thinking about himself.
Yeah.
And when a man comes into a marriage with that kind of mindset, see, that's where that old saying of now you know, hooked to a ball and chain. You know, see, that's where that comes in. Because now you have to answer to her.
Right.
Now you have to tell her where you're going.
Right.
And so they have that distorted view.
Yes.
That's, you know, disillusionment of marriage, thinking that it's negative.
Yeah.
And like you said, you end up getting the benefits when you see it God's way.
Yes. 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 And one thing, you know, the word tells us, it says two is better than one.
Yes.
And then it says that a three-pronged cord is hard to break. And so the important things about understanding first about subtraction, when God is subtracting from you, in other words, when he is saying you can't no longer do things this way or you know, do this way so that it's better, we got to be able to see now this is for my personal benefit,
right,
as well as for the wife or for the husband, as well as for the overall marriage, you know, the overall marriage. And so that's the thing that we want singles and marriages to understand, is that many times we're looking at our spouse, as you said, as a ball and chain,
right,
when our spouse is actually the one that's helping us to become who we're supposed to be, as two becoming one.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say personally, the life that we're living now, according to the biblical way of marriage,
yes.
I mean, there's no comparison to
that. Right.
No comparison.
Nothing.
I mean, you know, I came into the marriage, you know, with that Cinderella syndrome.
Yeah.
And I thought that that would be the ultimate life.
Yes.
But having the biblical view,
yes,
and how God created marriage and the way that he set it up.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes. Yes.
That is real living.
I mean, it's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and that's real living as we bring this to the close, because something you said, having the biblical view.
Yes.
And that's what's missing in marriages. Mm-hmm. That's what's missing in singles and singlehood. You got to have God's biblical view, because yeah, it's only God's biblical view, his view.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only view that he promised and guaranteed to,
wow,
bless.
Yes.
And we have experienced it, you know, for 38 years.
Wow.
Well, the first 9 years, mm-hmm, we're not in the Lord.
Not in the Lord.
And we were living our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, it wasn't two becoming one. It was two people still trying to live as one.
That's right.
But not becoming one.
Right.
But
right.
Since you know, the Lord came in and made a marriage, mm-hmm, we can truly say that we have really experienced the joy of marriage. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we want to help you who are listening to this, singles and marriage, to please continue to tune in. We're going to do this weekly. And so we're excited about this, because we know that there's a lot of singles and marriages out there that are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And God has blessed us.
Yes.
You know, we can truly say we are the one.
Yes.
When it comes to singles and marriages.
Yeah.
And God has blessed us, and he's called us to start this podcast. To help you, once again, to bring the biblical view, what the Word of God says, to let you know that it is the only way that works.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. And just wanted to finish up by saying that, you know, by no means are we saying, you know, it's going to be perfect.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be, you know, without, you know, issues and things that come up. But with the biblical view of how to become one with,
yes,
each other,
yeah,
then that helps us to be able to overcome even the hard times.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and to be able to do it with joy.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
and so
yes,
that's,
yes,
why, like you said, we have been able to celebrate 38 years this June 16th.
Yes.
May 38 years.
38 years.
And we are truly blessed.
We're so excited. So, next week, what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the difference between sacrifice and compromise.
Oh, that's going to be a good
that's
one.
That's a big thing when it comes to two becoming one.
Right.
We got to understand the difference between sacrifice,
mm-hmm,
and compromise.
Yeah.
So, listen, tune in. We're asking you to, share.
Yeah, please.
Subscribe, share, mm-hmm, get your family and friends in this. This is an awesome journey that God has blessed us to have.
Yes.
And now he's blessed us to share it with you, so you can join us in this journey of the joy of marriage.
Oh, wow.
God bless you.
And we love you.